I have always kind of thought of one aspect of eternal rewards as having to do with relationships, for example, and especially with giving, that it connects us to people in kind of a unique way.
Yes.
Or even giving through organizations that are impacting countless others, or even drawing us side by side with other givers who are giving in the same way. Is there any kind of evidence of that, or, you know, some indication that that might be an aspect of eternal rewards as well?
Absolutely. I think, and let's see, is it in Luke 16 where you have the unrighteous steward, the unwise steward, and he is accumulating these assets, but then it said, I'm going to take what I have, and Jesus actually says, we are to use the wealth of unrighteousness, not that the wealth itself is unrighteous, but we are to take that worldly wealth that we have and to use it to make friends for ourselves in the eternal kingdom. And then they will welcome you into their dwellings. Now, a lot of people don't take that literally at all because they think, well, we're not going to have dwellings. Well, yes, we are. We're told we will have dwellings. He's gone to prepare a place for us. And in Isaiah 65, which is not just a millennial passage, it's a new earth passage. And it says new earth, that people will live in homes. And why do we think that in the resurrection, we will not want to live places? Of course we will. I mean, that we will have resurrection bodies. And the world we live in will be a physical world. So that would be a perfect example of make friends for yourself. They will welcome you into their places because you have welcomed them into your place in this life. And that, I think, is just a beautiful depiction of the building of friendships, because when hospitality takes place, we eat and drink with people. Our hearts are knit to them. And that's beautiful. I mean, right now, I mean, as of yesterday, there was an online dedication of the Logos Hope Operation Mobilization Ship. They have a library dedicated to my wife, Nancy, the Nancy Alcorn Memorial Library. And I asked my two daughters, who are in their 40s, if they would go over in honor of their mom and in honor of the Lord, and come and witness this and be there at the dedication. And of course, I knew they'd have the experience that we had when we spent 5 days on board the Logos Hope, meeting all these people of over 70 different people groups are represented in the 450 people who serve aboard the Logos Hope. I mean, imagine that, 70 different countries these people are from, all these different languages, but people of every tribe and nation and language. It's a beautiful experience. And I'll guarantee you that my daughters will probably be corresponding with, texting with, whatever, with young people they met aboard that ship the rest of their lives, and will have a special place in their relationships with them in heaven. That happens every time we're involved in ministries. I mean, our ministry gives to Water Mission. We give to Illuminations. You guys and I were at the same Illuminations conference not that long ago. And I'm looking forward to the next one. And I've been at, I think, three of them total. This next one will be my fourth. And love this. And so we haven't met those people yet in this world that we have provided funds for, the Bible translated into their language. Maybe we won't meet any of them in this life. Some people do eventually. But in the life to come, we're going to be sitting at banquets. Jesus, I think, 8 times in the Gospels referred to sitting next to each other and eating and drinking in the kingdom of God. Remember, in his resurrection body, he says, I am not a ghost. A ghost does not have flesh and bones as I have. And then he ate with them. And the food didn't drop through to the floor because he was immaterial. No, it's a real body. And so that's how it will be for us. But can you imagine who we will be seated next to at these banquets? And there'll be not just one banquet, but many of them will be eating together. I think Jesus will be in charge of the seating arrangements, in many cases at least. And he'll probably put people right next to us, maybe on our left, who poured their lives into ours. And maybe we haven't seen them forever, you know, it seems like. And then there they are. And we remember and we talk about how it was, and even things that we don't remember now, we will be brought back to mind or learn for the first time. And then maybe people on our right are people who we gave to and reached out to and prayed for and did everything to minister to them and their needs. And yes, I just think our eternal relationships, so many of these rewards will be in the form of those just really sacred and beautiful and exciting relationships.